AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Miami Marlins manager Don Mattingly was in tears talking about his ace pitcher, Jose Fernandez.
Just joy with him when he played.
Fernandez was one of three people killed in Miami Beach overnight when a boat hit some rocks and capsized. Investigators say Fernandez was not wearing a life vest. Marlins team president David Sampson says Fernandez got through every obstacle in life. He left Cuba for a better life in the U.S., and he became a star in Major League Baseball.
When you honor number 16, when you do anything in your life, you do it right and you do it hard. And that is the ultimate honor that you could pay to Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez was 24. Today's Marlins game with the Atlanta Braves has been canceled. A suspect has been arrested in the shootings at a mall in Washington State. Five people were killed. 20-year-old Arkan Chaitin was arrested last night in Oak Harbor, Washington, from a patrol car and immediately was recognized as an object of an immense manhunt. Authorities say Seaton immigrated to the U.S. from Turkey and is a legal permanent resident who had been living in Oak Harbor, Washington. One day before the first presidential debate, running mate Mike Pence says Donald Trump will absolutely tell the truth.
He's going to speak the truth to the American people. That's why you see the tremendous momentum in this campaign. I mean, you see it. You see it in the polls. There's polls out today that show this is virtually a dead heat.
Pence was on CBS's Face the Nation, and so was Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine.
What I expect to see her do tomorrow is certainly defend herself from what Trump may say, but at the end of the day, paint this positive vision that really is what's animating her to run for president.
Donald Trump is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York today, and Netanyahu is expected to meet later in the day with Hillary Clinton. Residents are leaving low-lying areas of Iowa's second-largest city, Cedar Rapids. They're in danger of flooding from the rising Cedar River. The river crested last night in Waterloo and Cedar Falls. This is AP Radio News. Seven people have died in the Cleveland area just yesterday from drug overdoses. The medical examiner in Cuyahoga County says they believe the drugs involved were either heroin or fentanyl. 52 people died from heroin or fentanyl last month in the Cleveland area. People in Istanbul and Turkey put on shorts and took part in a protest to condemn an assault of a woman nurse who was attacked on a bus for wearing shorts. A man confessed but expressed no remorse, saying the woman's clothing was inappropriate. A Western is the number one movie at the box office this weekend. It's The Magnificent Seven.
You tell Bo, if he wants his town, come see me.
That's Denzel Washington. This is a remake from a 1960 film, which was a remake of Seven Samurai. The animated Storks finished second, followed by the number one movie last weekend, Sully. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.